I'm missing my favourite radio serial. Can we have a look inside? The Odd Couple, the Carrington, with Felix, the one who's immaculate, and Oscar, the slovenly one, played by Steve.
That would be me.
Hello, Oscar.
And you and your flatmate, Felix. What's going on? Because you haven't given us an update this week.
No.
Well, it's hard to explain, Tanya, because I feel that my flatmate's taking over my life.
Right. Okay, he's listening, by the way, but anyway.
No, because...
What's he doing?
Well, I bought a new clock and I showed you.
Yes, I love the clock. Yeah. It's in prime position as you walk down the hallway. Don't know what you're going to do with your Christmas tree because that's the Christmas tree spot. But anyway, it's a beautiful position.
We'll talk about that
another
day.
She's right.
I am right.
And now you're thinking about where you're going to put your Christmas tree, aren't you?
So, okay, I decided I'd just go for a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
I've gone for a walk with Baxter, done the thing. Got a text, where are you? Because obviously I was late for dinner.
Of course, because he likes to make Marley Spoon for dinner for the two of you.
Then I came in, clock's been shifted.
What? What?
Clock's been shifted.
What, from?
Didn't like where I put it.
No. You can't shift a man's clock.
If there's anyone listening to the radio from a distance.
I said clock.
Yeah, clock with an L. Wait, where did he move it from? Like a big move or just a tiny move?
He thought it'd look better on another wall.
Okay.
And I get what his theory was. It was like to show me rather than just suggest it, to show me.
Yep.
But the man's touching my clock.
You do not. What did I say? Don't touch another man's clock.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
It's all right.
I think it sounds better coming from a woman.
It does.
Yes, definitely.
Because I was yelling it a few times last night and realised the neighbours might be thinking something going on. Keep your hands off my clock, I said.
So why you can't, but like, where did he get the authority or where did he get the backbone?
He's clock-blocking you, Steve.
Thank you, Risey. And I'm glad. I wasn't sure how this would go. I'm glad you're on board with me.
Totally.
I will put it back to where you saw me put it.
Yeah, in the hallway.
Yep,
we
just
can deal
with a little sign, hands off my clock.
Yep, we can deal with the Christmas tree in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
Definitely.
All right.
Nice clock though, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
How big's my clock?
It is. It's an oversized clock, definitely.
It's one of the big ones that needs a big blank brick wall, which you do have.
Yes.
So perfectly positioned. Well done, you.
Thank you. Okay.
Felix?
Yes?
Hands off.
Hands off.
You got your own.
That's right. He has. I've got one. Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he wears a watch. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
No, thank you.
Sorted.
Thank you all.
Definitely.
You go.
Good to know.
Never.
Another insight.
Another man's clock. Simple as that.
Never. Let's look at the clock now. It's 7:58. We'll go to the news next.
That's off my chest.
Good.
It's Tanya and Steve, Triple M.